Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got 2 weeks left. Wisconsin flood victims have 2 weeks left to apply for FEMA assistance. Now, if you haven't applied for a FEMA assistance at this point, hey, I don't know what to say, because we've been talking about it since the very beginning, before FEMA even came, or when they was questioning if FEMA was even going to happen. So now that it's here, we got 2 weeks for those that have experienced flood damage. We got some video on this. 2 weeks left. Let's listen.
Grateful for what my experience was.
Rodney Evans is thankful that his online application for FEMA assistance was approved. Back in August, his Milwaukee home got several feet of flooding. It destroyed many of his belongings, including his washer and dryer.
I literally was standing in my living room, and it was like being on a cruise ship. Like I could hear the water sloshing in the basement.
Rodney was happy to see money hit his bank account last weekend.
But for the most part, yeah, that's going to take care of the stuff that we lost in the basement.
Communities are reminding residents that the deadline to apply for FEMA individual assistance is November 12th. This relief could help with a number of areas, including home repairs or other uninsured expenses like child care or transportation.
With 2 weeks away, I don't know why a person would not have already tried to get assistance.
You need to complete an application either online or over the phone. In-person help is available at multiple disaster recovery centers like this one at McNair Academy Elementary in Milwaukee, or a location hosting a survivor assistance team. The latest FEMA data shows nearly $150 million have been approved so far.
I would love to see everybody in the city get the same thing who were affected by this, and have that money be used in a helpful way.
Get your application in by November 12th. It doesn't have to be completely processed by then. Just get it submitted. Now, the disaster recovery centers like this one in Milwaukee and the other in West Bend will have hours on Veterans Day, November 11th. The one in West Allis, however, closes permanently this Friday, October 31st.
All right. Well, there we go. We've been on top of this. I've been telling y'all to keep them records, making sure that y'all file for your insurance, all of that, keep all of that ready. So you didn't have to get ready. So if you, maybe, you know, certain circumstances may have taken place, maybe that's why you haven't been able to do it. Maybe, you know, I don't know what could have happened. But at the end of the day, you got 2 weeks left. If there's anybody out there, make sure y'all let everybody know they got 2 weeks left to file for FEMA. Also, I wanted to get into the story about an ex-NPS principal. This principal was in a unique situation that's kind of disturbing. And somebody brought this to my attention, ex-NPS principal in a gun cover-up. You know, some student pulled a gun on another student to put it to his head. And the principal tried to cover it up. And now it's safe to say this Dennis Daniels is no longer the principal. But this is a crazy story, Truth Nation. I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears for this one. If you're listening as we broadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
In February 2024, a student brought a gun to Thurston Woods Elementary School, pointed it at another child's head, and pulled the trigger. The gun didn't go off, but this would set off a criminal investigation, leading to the school principal's arrest, conviction, and loss of his teaching license. Court documents and new public disciplinary records say that same day, a student spoke up. A teacher found the gun in a backpack hidden in a stairwell. The teacher brought it to Daniel's office. He took the weapon. The next day, records show Daniels walked into Milwaukee Police District 4, telling officers he found the gun behind some bushes.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't until more than a week later that police learned from other school administrators that the gun was pointed at another student and not found where Daniels said it was. Daniels was charged with felony misconduct in public office. In January, he pleaded guilty to a lesser misdemeanor charge. Fox 6 called Daniels.
Please leave your message.
We haven't heard back. But we did find this in newly released public records. It's not the first time Daniels got in trouble at Milwaukee Public Schools.
Here we go.
In 2009, Daniels was a music teacher at Story Elementary. The records say he insulted and threatened a student, and was warned that if he had any inappropriate conduct in the future, he could be fired. And he was, less than 10 years later. By then, he'd been promoted to assistant principal.
Promoted?
Daniels filed a grievance and was eventually reinstated. He signed a last chance agreement in 2018. Nothing else on his record. Until that 2024 gun incident, when he was principal. Fox 6 asked MPS how Daniels got his job back after he was initially fired, and whether it's taking another look at its promotions and disciplinary processes. The district sent an email saying the current administration would not be able to speak about how a case was addressed in 2010, 2017, or 2018. The district's practice is to call law enforcement whenever a weapon is found in and around our buildings. The district follows procedures in our code of conduct, and we take appropriate disciplinary action up to and including termination.
All right.
Now, after Daniels pleaded...
Oh, wow. All right, so he had disciplinary issues in the past. Let me get this straight. Because I need to get these jobs. I need to figure out how to get me a job like this. I need one of these jobs where you can mess up and still get promoted all the way up to the principal with a disciplinary record. They said that Daniels was disciplined in 2009 and fired in 2017 before he was reinstated under the last chance agreement. They gave him all these chances and he still didn't. It wasn't no rehabilitation.
I need to know why he lied about where he found the gun.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to protect the student or was his mama thick. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Why would you put your, you know what I'm saying? Put your career. Yeah, well, maybe the mama was thick. I don't know. Maybe he was like, Mama Cardi said, okay, if you take care of this, you know, you can come over after 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, why would you try to hide that? It's clear cut. People saw it. I mean, hey, this gun, the student pointed the gun at the other student. I'm handing the gun in. No. He covered it up. It wasn't like he was going to get in trouble.
The cover-up's always worse than the crime.
That's all I'm saying. But once again, it was a paraprofessional. That, you know, was harassing kids. A couple stories back, we were talking about NPS, and he kept going. They kept giving him chances till they couldn't, till somebody almost got severely injured. Yeah, beating the kids up, doing the rock elbow on the babies and stuff like that, just, you know, roughhousing the kids. You know, the kid, when he came to the school, you know how, you know, if you're in the house and the dad around and you ain't acting right, and the mom be like, okay, I'm gonna tell dad on you. Well, in NPS, I'm gonna tell the paraprofessional on you. You know how he get down. Y'all don't want Mr. Williams to go. Y'all acting bad today. I'm gonna get Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams gonna come in. Hey, beating up the kids. I don't know. Every time I see these stories, I don't know. I raise an eyebrow. But also, as we move forward, I want to move forward with the conversation. NPS school board approves the final budget so they can keep paying these people. So they check and hit the bank account on Friday. Just, wow. I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Hey, look, we got some video on the budget. They just approved the new budget, finalized it. Let's listen.
Mr. Jackson.
Aye.
Director O'Halloran.
Aye.
Milwaukee Public Schools Board of Directors voting unanimously to approve a $1.6 billion budget for the 2025-2026 school year. That's a 2.95% increase in the district's tax levy, meaning the owner of a $200,000 home will have to pay $16 more next year.
Oh, wow.
A bill several parents outside Fradney schools say they don't mind adding to their tab.
I am in support of that. So I own my own home in Milwaukee, and I know that our public schools have been chronically underfunded.
This is our community. These are our schools. I think if we need to support this community.
NPS saw about a $20 million increase in special education funds and a $32 million increase in state aid.
Thanks in part to our voters who passed the referendum.
Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselia sharing other key numbers Tuesday night.
On the expenditure side, we are reducing our vacancy adjustment by about $22 million so that we do not count on vacancy positions to balance our budget. Finally, we are reducing expenses by about $11 million to align to lower enrollment.
Despite the dip in enrollment, the district says it's investing more in extracurricular activities.
My co-parent is in there coaching first through third grade basketball right now, so like we need these activities.
These parents say they're hopeful for the future.
I know there's challenges at NPS. I'm not, you know, blind to that, but I'm really optimistic that we can address those.
Extracurricular activity. Are they paying the coaches? Did they start paying the coaches? Because last time I checked, the coaches was on the news with the dark voice with the hoodie on, talking about they ain't getting a check. I'm trying to figure this out. Hold on. Hold up. What? All right. And then last time I checked, did they clear the state? Did they clear the paperwork for the state? That they said that they messed up the paperwork and couldn't get the state money or what? Well, the playoffs came and the kids was able to play football because last year they messed up the paperwork for Pulaski. I think they fired her. I think she ain't even working there no more. The lady that was over that couldn't get the paperwork right for the kids to go play football in the playoffs. So we gonna figure this out. I gotta run the break. It's so many things running through my brain right now when I heard this conversation. It just seemed like we getting taxed to the max, you know. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one-seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. It's a story that I want to cover about this Milwaukee store cashier that lost his life over an argument over a pizza. The man was recently in trial and found guilty. I want to talk about that, but before we get to that story, we got Al on the lines to talk about the tax increase. How you doing, Al?
Hey, you know the problem with the tax increase, you got too many people effing up the money, and they starting to act like a stable junkie. Get paid on Friday, spend all day Friday night and Saturday getting high while they dope dating at the master sets. Ain't no bills getting paid and the money getting all effed up. That's why everything going up, because everybody got their hands in the pot. And then when the bills get paid, everybody look like somebody farted, but then nobody say excuse me.
Oh, really?
These people that's overseeing the money, they're acting like a junkie. a stable junkie. They get paid on Friday, spend Friday night and Saturday in the basements at the after set, getting high, spending all that check on coke and dope, and now they got to borrow the money to get to the next check. They effing up the money like a crackhead, like they got a drug problem, a crackhead, a cokehead. You know how they do. Get paid on Friday, broke, and then they calling you Sunday, need some more money. So we, the taxpayers, got to spend some money because they didn't put that steel pipe up to their nose and they sprayed that lactose on their hair rod before they got high, and now all the SOS pass is missing in the kitchen. And now they sitting here walking the streets all hour of the night because they got lost. Now they need their way back. They effing up the money. Have a good day.
Okay. Well, sound like something that they like. Sound like them folks was living in a trap house. Here we go. But I want to get to this story. I want to get to this story of the Milwaukee store cashier that was killed over a pizza. Argument over pizza. A Milwaukee man was found guilty at trial for killing a convenience store cashier. Prosecutors said it happened during an argument over pizza. Last year, 39-year-old man is scheduled for sentencing December 17th. They said he was found guilty of killing the convenience store owner during an argument over pizza last October. Prosecutors charged 39-year-old Charles Leggett with first-degree reckless homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. Court records show that the jury convicted him on both felonies Wednesday after a three-day trial. Over an argument over pizza. Now, this is what they're saying in the complaint. This is what they said in the complaint. The victim was identified as a 26-year-old Jamal Owis. He died at the scene. They saying that the man came in, made an order. After he made his order, he walked away. Then when he came back, a witness said that he came back and started arguing. They got this on video. They don't have any audio on the video. But they're saying that he was arguing over something with the order. And then I guess the cashier responded back with whatever he said. And then he shot him in the chest. And he eventually lost his life. What is going on? What is going on over an argument over somebody making pizza? See, this is where I say, and he's a felon, and he ain't even supposed to have a gun. I don't know. This is a tough one because you would think that, okay, I'm going to go order some pizza. Then he get in the car, drive. What did he do? Get back to the house and was like, hey, you know, sat back down and just. How do you react after you do something that drastic? He drove off. Did he go back home and sit down and like, hey, like nothing happened? That's crazy. We just had a story about somebody freaking out over a 10-piece wing from Friars with the DoorDash lady. What's going on with the food? They say there's chemicals in the food. They're saying that people, they chewing on the food and they got all these different chemicals in the food. Is the food really that good? Or is it chemicals in the food that's making people act crazy? Or people just, their cognitive thinking skills is down in the trash?
It's never that serious. I can kill somebody over a pizza, Tori.
I mean, can you imagine arguing with somebody and letting your emotions run to the point where you go to the store to get a pizza, end up with a homicide? Like, that to me is just, it's diabolical. That's diabolical. You go to the store, and now you got life in prison. Like, that's not even a fair, that's not even equal value. Like, your life is so important over a pepperoni pizza. All right. You know what? What else we got? this story just making, man. Y'all got to be careful. I'm telling you, people flying off the handle now over anything. Josh says, it's a mix of both mental health and food. Shaking my head. Now, I guess if they hungry and they got mental health, then you gotta, and then they saying the SNAP benefits ain't gonna hit. So it's gonna be a lot of people that's gonna, you know, be hungry and maybe have some deeper issues. I don't know. Eddie on the lines. How you doing, Eddie?
Good, Tori. Where is my intro?
You know what? I don't think Andrew got it down packed yet. He working on it.
Okay. All right, because I think all you have to do is push a button, Tori, and it just does the rest.
We're going to have to get DJ Brother Z.
That's me pushing a button, Tori.
Yeah, he said he's going to push the button and mute you. That's how you push the button.
yes, Tori Lowe. Tori, nobody likes to comment on Milwaukee's African-American culture
here
more than
go.
I do.
You might get your hand back on
I
the
think
button.
I'm uniquely qualified as a house painter qualify in this social situation.
Well, why you got to sing it? Because I've played stories of different races doing wild stuff, and you only seem to zero in on the things that go on the north side. You never talk about stuff that's going on with the people that look like you, Eddie. So a lot of people didn't pick up on that.
Corey, if I gave you a dollar for every white guy who is homicidally violent,
well,
for a nickel for every
according
black
to the
guy
DOJ,
in the city,
hold on, no. According to the DOJ, okay, uh-huh. Don't let me have to pull out the statistics on domestic terrorism.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
It's already
please
there.
Do.
You can go look at it. You didn't look at it.
What are you saying?
You're looking
you
over
saying?
It, yeah.
What's the stat?
That white males are considered, a lot of them are domestic terrorists.
Well, it's an absolute lie.
All right,
you know,
well,
my grandfather, the two grandfathers.
I'm just telling you what the DOJ said. Don't,
Tori.
I ain't make that up.
My two grandfathers, when they were young men during World War II, were part of the war effort. There was a rumor going on. Imagine this. Imagine black American soldiers going into France after they freed France and basically freed Italy from the Nazis, and the French men went around saying that black American soldiers have tails like devils. Everybody bought it. And they did that. They did that to demonize the black men.
Right.
They're demonizing white guys, Tori. I know, Tori. I'm a white guy.
Hold on.
I got to go through it every day, all the time. I'm a victim, Tori. I'm
Eddie,
a victim.
I think
as a
that
straight,
you like
white,
to call
heterosexual,
in.
Conservative
I think
Republican.
I think you like to call in. Maybe you have an agenda where you want to cause chaos or something.
Could have done stand-up in Los Angeles, Tori. They wanted me bad. I mean, Merv Griffin, too, okay? Not just no names. Sorry, I got to go now. I got to get back to this house. I've been screwing around all day, so I'll let you go.
All right, Eddie. Somebody pray for Eddie. Somebody send some prayers up for Eddie. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tori Lowe Show. But before we get into the segment, now is your chance to be our One Call That's All 5K Gruber giveaway entry winner for today. Yes, this is your chance to be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Once again, caller number 10 at 833-212-1017 will be entered in to win our 5K giveaway. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Office today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Joining me on the lines is advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen? Do we have Elizabeth Brown? Do we have Elizabeth Brown? How you doing, Liz? Okay, well, we got to work out something to get Liz on the lines. Somebody says Liz is so fine. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got Liz on the V-Mix. Can you hear me, Elizabeth? Okay, we can't hear it. We can't hear Liz, Andrew. Andrew working on it. Let's get Andrew working on this. Andrew is trying to do the – a lot of y'all done swarmed the lines to try to get to 5K, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Is she on? You got her up? How you doing, Liz?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Hey, Elizabeth Brown, we okay. got – they saying they got the online gambling – for Wisconsin, they didn't improve. They got the bill up to get the online gambling started with the Native Americans, you know. And I was kind of comparing that to how come we ain't got all the cannabis ideas figured out yet? Why they ain't got that figured out? Why we ain't got...
You already know.
They said that is because it got to do with the brothers.
And absolutely correct. And what I'm learning, you know, in my genealogy is that we got a lot of work to do because we got to get right on the doll scrolls and everything else like that, because I'm tracking my family back to this land of the Americas, at least four grandmothers back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, another... It always works out for everybody else, and it never works out for us. And that's a reality check about, again, the politicians and the individuals that's supposed to be rallying for us who seem to be serving us up at the table instead of standing and representing us properly. So am I surprised? No. However, again, Ken, we got a lot of work to do because they literally playing in our face at this point.
Well, I'll say this. You know, we had Mason from the 10th Assembly in Madison, and he was talking about the legalization of cannabis in the state of Wisconsin and the fight that he has to make sure that the brothers that had nonviolent offenses selling marijuana can get in on if they do legalize marijuana, because that's only right to do.
It's only right to do in a world that is set up correctly. Okay. We're getting so much pushback because Wisconsin alone makes so much money off of them non-offenses, having marijuana, having them locked up. And we're not even talking about not just their regular time, but the supervision and what money that generates when we're talking about locking up the people in the poorest communities who don't have access to certain things, and then they get kickbacks for how many beds that they have on top of these individuals who are already coming from a poor community. We've talked about this on your show as well, how much it costs for them to call their loved ones being incarcerated, how much the loved ones have to pay for them to have the iPads and so on and so forth. So again, I can see why they're not trying to move, because Wisconsin make plenty money off of the nonviolent drug charges that are being charged and have processed so many bodies. So that's why it hasn't happened thus far.
Hey, like I said, I mean, It's enough to make you think. Like, they do what they want to put through. They'll put through what they want to put through. But it seems like when it comes to something that's affecting the black community, like mass incarceration, like, you know, we got a huge issue with that. And a lot of it is nonviolent drug offenses. So when you talk about making money off cannabis, the weed, then they would have to rectify a lot of pardons. And that would have to come into play as well, because you can't make money off of something that you threw somebody in the trash with without rectifying
that issue.
I mean,
it's like when Ronald Reagan flooded the hood with all the drugs, you know. Right. And again, the majority of our people are, when you have you know, fathers, sons, and grandfathers being locked up due to what it was, again, that was out of their control because none of them shipped it in. The reality of it is the game, again, is being played on our backs. They put the black tag on it. They process the bodies. And these rural counties that these private prisons and prisons are set in due to our incarceration, that's what keep them having jobs and so on and so forth. So again, we seeing the game, we seeing the play. Ain't there's nothing new. The reality is we have to now get people who going to be boots on the ground, who going to fight for us, like the individuals that have lobbied and fought for the online gambling, as if we not dealing with enough addictions already.
Mm. Well, they got the online gambling, but they trying to close the detox center, which is people facing addictions as well. So, hey,
that part.
We just had a talk with the people from the detox center come on the show, and they feel like, hey, they can't even get any resources. But I guess it depends on what area you talking about.
Absolutely.
It depends on whatever
you're
talking
know.
About, because it is slow motion on this side of the fence.
It's always slow motion or no motion. And that's, again, due to the individuals that we have that's supposed to be representing us. We can tell that they ain't doing nothing. They, you know, playing along to get along and selling us up the river.
Also, they say new Milwaukee touring rule cracking down on unpaid parking tickets starting November 1st. If you got more than five unpaid parking tickets, you got six, that's 60 days overdue. You might wake up
Absolutely.
In the morning and your truck gone.
Absolutely. And again, make sure you go on the City Hall website and put in your plate number. Because what I'm finding is I received a lot of tickets and had a parking permit. So what happens is when they're trying to meet these quotas, they will, even though you have a permit, they'll still put a ticket on your car because they expecting them to pile up and then you not fight it, because 9 times out of 10 you really ain't thinking about it. But the reality is that a lot of people probably have tickets they don't even know about, because that's what I'm finding out about on my side.
Wow.
But I have the proof that I had a parking permit, so they're gonna have to run it back. But at the same time, that mean me missing work, having to jump through all these loops to get these people to match these the receipts that I had parking permit, and that they gave me a ticket just to give me a ticket, because a lot of times we don't fight a lot of those things.
Right.
But again, I would make sure by going on, putting in your plate number and making sure they don't have no tickets on you, especially if you know that you have a parking permit and that you haven't made any violations. So make sure you check in yourself, because two, they'll pile them up on you, because you know around tax time, they just normally take it out of your taxes when you file for your taxes. If you have any outstanding tickets or whatever, they'll automatically snatch that. And again, at that point, you really like, oh, well. But if you can avoid it, I would say, you know, do your due diligence and go up on that site and put your license plate in there to find out if they have tickets on you, so you can fight that
right
ahead of this towing thing.
Hey, they got a ticket with your name on it for 2026. It's in the budget.
I'm telling you, absolutely. Several,
hey.
To be exact.
So they're going to make sure you fighting that ticket so you don't get towed. Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Salute to Nicholas Roberts. You'll be entered in to win our Groover Law Office 5K giveaway. For official contest rules, head to 1017thetruth.com. Also, Milwaukee, we've been entering in Truth fans into the Groover Law off his 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And this Friday, we'll finally pick our One Call That's All 5K winner. Be sure to tune into The Truth in the Morning this Friday so you do not miss out on your call, because if you do, we have to go down to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that's the big Gruber 5K this Friday on The Truth in the Morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. So this was the last winner to be entered in before the pool tomorrow. So he might got a chance. All right, Elizabeth Brown. Hey, it's been a long show today on this Thursday. We had to cover a lot on this show. Also, I wanted to ask you your opinion on the Milwaukee School Board approving the $1.6 billion budget, homeowners to see a tax bump, a little tax bump.
You already know I'm mad. Okay. And again, you know, just on the strength of, I didn't agree to the last time we got bamboozled and hoodwinked. That was a strong arm robbery. And I still feel like that an audit need to be called and some people need to be arrested because the paperwork wasn't right. That mean that that contract was null and void, but we got stuck with it anyway. This time, it's just crazy to me how they continue to violate the taxpayers on top of the fact that, you know, the main thing that they were talking about was, well, you know, nobody lost their job. At the end of the day, our kids still are lacking test scores. I mean, you name it. Money is not changing MPS and what it's doing with our children. Did the auction with, you know, Donald Driver, who also, you know, put money in certain schools in the MPS. Again, we're throwing money all the way across the board as taxpayers. And we have nothing to show for it. It's just like you've been playing three-card Molly and you wind up losing every time, except for we didn't sign up for it. So, you know, I'm angry because, again, I don't know if this is a ploy from, you know, the school, from the city, to make those of us who are a small number of homeowners that are Black in the city of Milwaukee, for our taxes to be so much that we can't afford it. And they're able to come in, you know, and get us out of homeownership. Because usually there's always a double-edged sword when they start playing these games. But again, we're to the max, and everything that they're doing, we seem to be getting nothing in exchange for us giving everything. So I'm not happy about it.
Oh, wow.
At all.
Well, hey, like I said, here we go. And a lot of times when we talk about referendums and how they set it up, that they're helping the kids. And then you find out a lot of money is going to raises and pensions.
They're helping themselves.
So
they're helping themselves.
If they don't
on top of the fact,
if they would have came out and said, hey, this was going to pensions and raises, you know, it would be a different conversation. But they come out with the leading that the kids need to help.
Our children.
And then on the back end, it goes into the pension and raises. Just the same thing what happened with the city. It was everything other than the pensions. And then that's where the most money, most of our taxes went. So it's,
like
how, it's
said,
how they market it to the people.
If we was getting something, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Our children, again, the lunches that they receive, trash. We done been to the school over the last 5 years that we've been on the Tory Lowe show. We done had parents come in and say, we done had the kids say that the meals that they receive is trash. We know that a lot of the schools still got the lead water pumping through the bubblers where we had to provide bottled water. We done had issues where the coaches wasn't getting paid. The referees wasn't getting paid. I mean, the malice, the malfeasance that is NPS. Again, when we think about all of this money that we're putting forth, when we're paying the superintendent, the money that she's receiving is outrageous. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you really truly care about the kids, take revitalize what she's getting paid, revitalize what the administrative people are being paid, because it's a system and a failing system. Nobody should be getting top dollar. I'm sorry.
Well, Liz, like I said, here we go. This is one of the conversations where, you know, it's a lot of people on both sides. But when we talk about the children on the north side of Milwaukee that are suffering the most with the worst test scores, and then you got a e-boogie in the chat saying whose fault is it that the kids aren't learning? I say it's the whole system, the way they got it designed for them to not actually be in a situation where they're competitive with their counterparts. And we've seen it during COVID. We've seen it when they shut down the north side, where a lot of those children weren't able to do what their counterparts were able to do. And that was a clear-cut understanding that what's going on outside of what's going on in the public schools and what's going on in the outskirts is not the same.
It's definitely not the same. And I will say again, just like you said, it's fault. However, when you send your children to school, my daughter went to Vincent High School. She graduated from West Allis because, again, Vincent, they didn't have books. They were Xeroxing copies. And I mean, everything is minimal with MPS. With MPS, they're 85-degree day that the kids have to stay at home, okay? Because there's no reason these children should have to not drink water because the bubbler is still pumping lead water through the pipes, okay? The malfeasance that has taken place, the neglect that has taken place upon these systems. We're talking about empty MPS school buildings that we're still paying on, just like the HOP. On top of the fact that the administration, people who already got their education, getting paid top dollar while our kids can't read. Again, we have to make sure that everybody around the table is taking accountability, because one thing for sure and two for certain, even if the parents ain't teaching their kids at home, they paying for their kids to be taught at school.
Here we go. Well, like I said, you know, when it comes to what's going on in the north side, it's lack of empathy, finger pointing
around the board.
But then when it gets outside of the north side, then it's solution driven. What can we do to improve? You know,
come on.
And so when we talk about what can we do to improve, many times if we had improved, a lot of people will go bankrupt because they need us to be dysfunctional to operate.
Point blank and period.
And that's the
truth.
Okay.
Our brokenness feeds everybody. All these surrounding communities. Again, when David Crowley and Cavalier Johnson, what you're talking about, when they took our civic engagement about what they was going to do with our taxes, when you look at how much of a kickback that Brookfield receives, all of these little counties, how much money they receive on us paying more to pay pensions. We're not getting anything. The streets are still raggedy. I mean, when we think about the resources that we have as a people being taxed the most, from car insurance, house insurance, life insurance, property tax. I mean, when you name it, just because of the area that we live in, we get taxed two times more than anybody else. And they know we have the least.
Hey.
I stated those numbers yesterday, how many people in the city of Milwaukee is living below the poverty line.
Well, so, I'll tell you this. Hey, nobody got a problem when we speak out for everybody else. But then when you speak out for yourself, that's when you got the problem. And every time we ask for things, every time we want things to be done, then it's a problem. But we step in for everybody else and they give us cheers and they want you to stand there and give a big, powerful Martin Luther King speech for everybody else to get benefits. But when you talk about specifically things that we need in the community, that's when you get to push back. That's when you get people to tell you to shut up and sit down. And that's trash. And that time is over. Those days is done.
It's a wrap. All facts, King. Because we going to stand down on it every time. It's up. Well, all 2026 and beyond. So let's get it, King.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do. And make sure you got your parking tickets paid because, you know, they out here. They out here with them tickets.
Hey, now. I'm working, King. I'm working.
All right, Queen. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, everybody in the chat. Salute for having a powerful chat today. Amazing chat. Hey, look, if y'all not in the chat, y'all missing out. And salute to everybody that's joining the show out there in radio land. I'm going to need y'all to be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. Look both ways before you cross the streets. And I love you. We got the legendary Homer Blow up next filling in for Dr. Ken. Be safe. One in the air for the people that ain't here. Two in the air for the brother that's there. Three in the air.